我们再一点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer, please?
主，在这样一个寒冷的早晨。
Oh Lord, in such a rigid, cold morning.
我们这许多蒙恩的神的儿女。
All of us, God's children, saved by your grace.
我们一同聚集在你的跟前。
We are gathered together at your feet.
因为我们的心深深渴慕，能够见到我们的主耶稣。
Because our hearts yearn so much to see our Lord.
就像大卫所祈求的一样。
Just as what David prayed.
我们渴慕住在你的殿中。
We desire to live in the house of God.
来瞻仰我主耶稣基督的荣美。
To behold the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你的甘甜。
And your
你的清洁。
Your purity.
你的温柔。
Your gentleness.
你诸般的荣耀和丰富。
All a multitude of your fullness.
都是我们心中渴慕见到的。
Are all the things that our hearts long to see.
都是我们渴慕能够躺卧在主的胸怀中来享受这些的美丽感
觉。And we desire to abide in your bosom to enjoy all these.
虽然早晨在这个聚会中间，我们只是看见主把同在赐给我们。
So this morning, Lord, give us your presence.
你把天上的窗户向我们打开。
Open up the heavenly window for us.
你把诸天一切的祝福为我们倾倒。
Pour down all the heavenly blessings on us.
叫每一个坐在你面前的弟兄姊妹。
So every brother and sister sitting
before you. 我们的心灵都从你得到供应。
Our hearts are provided by
you. 都从你得到滋润。
Are nourished by you.
都能够从你得到满足。
Are all satisfied by
you. 主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们特别为着你赐给我们弟兄姊妹这样一个新的会所来感谢你。
We especially thank you for this meeting place that you've given us.
你眷顾了我们弟兄姊妹在你面前祷告。
Oh, you've indeed heeded all the prayers.
你实在是恩待了我们这里的弟兄姊妹。
And you've been so gracious to the brothers and sisters here.
但愿你在我们身上做工能够愈顾愈丰富。
May your work, which will continue in us more and more as the days go by,
叫我们在经历你越过越多
so that our experiences in you are more and more.
叫教会在主耶稣的带领之下越过越成长
so that the church under the leading of the Lord Jesus will grow every day.
今天早晨我们就把我们这一点心愿吐露在你跟前
Oh Lord, we simply pour out our hearts before you.
愿你祝福我们早晨是要传讲的一点的话语
May you bless the words which we will proclaim.
有你的圣膏油厚厚来膏我们
May your holy anointing anoint each one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray in the Lord Jesus' holy name. Amen.
我们实在是为着弟兄姊妹感谢主。
We really give thanks to the Lord for all you brothers and sisters.
看见主为着我们预备了这么一个美好的会所。
Because we see that the Lord has prepared such a wonderful meeting place for us.
是主垂听了我们弟兄姊妹大家在主面前祷告。
Because he indeed has heard all our prayers before him.
我们除了把敬拜归给主之外。
Now, besides the fact that we would offer to him all
the
worship,
我们愿主更多祝福这边的教会。
We hope that the Lord would even bless more of you, all the brothers here.
不仅为我们预备了这个会所。
Not only has he prepared this place for us,
并且主在这里，在我们弟兄姊妹身上来做建造的工作。
But he will continue to work his edifying work in all of us.
让我们外面有主的预备。
So outwardly, we have everything prepared by him.
我们的里面也更多经历，更多享受主的丰富。
Inwardly, we could even continue more to experience, to enjoy him.
所以早晨我要和弟兄姊妹来读几处圣经。
So this morning, I would like to share a few passages in the Bible with you.
我们先读旧约的出埃及记二十五章。
Let's first read Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 25. Exodus 25, we will first read from verses 1 to 4.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。所要收的礼物就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线。细马山羊毛
25 of Exodus Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly, with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair.
我们这到26章第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
你要用十幅幔子做帐幕，这些幔子要用粘的细麻和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造，并用巧匠的手工绣上基路伯。
Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them.
我们这读的31节。
Verse 31 of the same chapter.
你要用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和粘的细麻制幔子。以巧匠的手工绣上基路伯。
You shall make a veil woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artistic design of cherubim.
再读第36节。
Verse 36.
你要拿蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和粘的细麻，用绣花的手工织帐幕的门帘。
You shall make a screen for the door of the tabernacle, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by a weaver.
再读27章第16节。
Chapter 27, verse 16.
园子的门当有帘子，长20肘，要拿蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，用粘的细麻，用绣花的手工织成。
For the gate of the court, there shall be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by a weaver.
我想圣经暂时都在这里。
This is all the text of scripture reading.
我们知道我们神心中所愿的一件事情。
We know that this one thing that's God's desire in his heart.
还不是我们外面的一个礼拜堂。
It's not a meeting place outwardly.
神心中所最渴慕的一件事情。
What he longs most in his heart.
就是神的家里面的丰富和里面的内容。
It's the content, it's the abundance of his house.
因为神所看重的不是外面的物质的东西。
Because what God cherishes is not outward, material things.
神说最宝贵的是我们的里边呢，满了神的同在。
What He cherishes most is that all of us are filled with His presence.
就满了神自己那个荣耀的彰显。
We are full of all the glorious manifestation of Himself.
神心说是渴望的了，就愿意在他的家中，在他的教会中，能够显出主耶稣基督那个荣耀和华美来。
What he desired most is that in his church, that the Lord, the beauty, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ could be seen.
所以今天早晨呢，我要从旧约那个会幕的华美来看神的家应该有的彰显。
So this morning I would like to share with you on the beauty of the tabernacle and how the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ should be seen in his house.
也就是说我们要来讲到的是神家的华美。
What we're talking about this morning is the beauty of the house of God.
我们知道这个会幕是神和人相会的一个地方。
We know the tabernacle is a place where God meets man.
也是我们人进到神面前去朝见他、敬拜他、亲近他这个地方。
It's also the place where we can come before him to worship him.
会幕也就是人进到神面前得着保护、得着供应、得着荫庇的一个地方。
This is a place where we can come before God to receive protection, to receive all the abundance, all the provision.
那么那个会幕的结果呢，它有外院，有圣所，还有至圣所几个部分。
So in the tabernacle, we have the courtyard, we have the holy place, we have the most holy place.
那当你从外院进去的时候，
When you walk in through the courtyard,
你首先所看见的是那个院100座长、50座宽的那个细麻布遮正的围子。
First, you will see all the curtains, 150 cubits long, 50 cubits wide.
那么那个大门呢，它有20座宽一个门呢，是用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线这个绣起来的一个门。
And also, you will see the gate of 20 cubits wide is being made of all the blue, purple, and red woven threads.
就当你再进到院子里面去之后，
Once you walk inside the court,
你要进到圣所里面去。
And now you're entering into the sanctuary.
你一看见一道的门帘，
Then you see a screen.
它又是蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，还有捏的细麻所编织起来的。
Again, this screen is also made by twisted fine linen and of a blue, scarlet, red, a purple, thread.
你再进去，进到这个要从圣所进到至圣所的时候。
Now, when you're about to enter from holy place into the most holy place,
你看见那里有一层幔子。
Then you see this veil.
这个幔子上面呢，就是又是用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线绣起来的，有荣耀的基路伯的形象。
Then you on this veil, you could see a glorious cherubim as being made again.By blue, purple, and scarlet thread and twisted fine linen.
那么到你进去之后，你的眼睛往上看的时候，
When you go inside and when you look upward,
又有10幅的幔子。
Then you see 10 curtains.
这个10幅的幔子啊，上面呢、啊、又是有蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，还有捏的细麻所编织起来的。
Again, you see these 10 curtains. It's woven by blue, purple, and red thread.
而绣上那个基路伯的形象。
And the image of cherubim was being woven in.
我这样一讲，你就可以体会到了。
Now, after I have shown you this, you should understand.
就当你进到这个敬拜神、朝见神的会幕去的时候啊。
When you are walking toward the very tabernacle to worship God.
你一眼所看见的一件事情。
The very thing that you see,
你看见了那个细麻的白色。
You see that the white fine linen.
那么还有蓝色。
You see this blue.
还有紫色。
You see this purple color.
还有那个朱红色。
And you see the scarlet.
这个就是会幕的几种的颜色。
These are the several colors of the tabernacle.
这几种颜色呢，也就是讲到神家组成的4种的10条。
Now, these 4 colors are actually the colors that would form the house of God.
So, 整个会幕跟你的影像啊，就这个4种基本的颜色。
So, the whole tabernacle would impress you with these 4 basic colors.
和会幕的其实就是它的，就是基本上啊，就是这个4种颜色来把它组织起来的。
So, basically, the tabernacle is composed of these 4 colors.
这就是今天我要讲到神的家的十条。
And this is what I would like to share with you today, the colors
也就神的家
of God's house.
所基本所展现出来四方面的表现。
These are the 4 basic manifestations of the God, of God's house.
这个神的家如何能够让人在那遇见神？
Now, how can people meet God in God's house?
如何叫人的心被神所吸引？
How can people's heart being drawn to God?
叫人能够享受到神的荣耀和丰富。
So that they can enjoy God's glory and His abundance.
叫人在神面前能够得着神的荫庇、保护和供应。
So that they could be provided, they could be protected, be sheltered there.
就要看神的家里是不是能够展现出这4方面的10条了。
It all depends that if the house of God can actually manifest these 4 colors.
So this 4种的十条啊, 就是能够把神的华美就能显明出来。
And these four colors totally display the beauty of the house of God.
我们也将神教一个四个色调啊。
So let me share with you on these four colors.
第一种的色调就是光明的色调。
Now the first color is a bright color.
那个细麻所代表的一个白的颜色。
This is what the fine linen represents. The white.
我们在启示录里面呢，我们看见圣经上有这么一句话。
In the book of Revelation, we read.
当新耶路撒冷降临的时候。
When the New Jerusalem comes down.
说新妇已经预备好了。
When the bride is prepared.
就对于穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
The bride would put on the bright and clean fine linen.
所以细麻就是代表光明洁白的一种色调。
So the fine linen represents the white, the bright color.
我们知道今天这个世界。说给人的一些影像感觉就是充满了黑暗。
We know that the world gives us this impression, this color full of darkness.
你无论在世界的哪一个角落。
Wherever you might be in this world.
在东方也好。
Whether you're in the east.
在西方也好。
Or in the west.
我们在远东的时候我们常常觉得东方的国家哎呀那许多地方都是充满太多的黑暗。
When we were in Far East, we knew that a lot of countries there were full of darkness.
那你到西方的国家以为好一点了吗？
But do you suppose that when you come to the Western country,
你看看美国的,
it would be better?
每一天你看报纸上所登载的许多的事情。
If you read the newspapers here, all the news being printed there.
是在西方像美国这样的国家也是照样充满许多许多黑暗的事情。
So we know that even in Western countries, all the place is filled with all the dark things.
所以这个世界上，无论是在政治界
，So whether in politics，
无论是在商界
，or in business，
无论是在学校
，or in schools，
无论是在医疗各种的单位
，or in healthcare systems，
你看在社会上每一个地方、每一个角落，没有一个地方不黑暗。
You see all the darkness in every corner of the society.
所以你只要看报纸的话，许多的事情都是叫你心里面觉得非常的烦恼，非常的痛苦。
So if you read the newspapers, so many news would make you so disheartened.
那我们主耶稣基督来到地上的时候啊
，When our Lord Jesus came to the world,
他就是光。
He is the light.
他却把光明带到这个黑暗的世界来。
He has brought this light into this dark
world. 他是那个真光。
He is the true light.
要照亮。一起生在黑暗当中的人
，which will shine upon all the people who were born in darkness。
是主耶稣在地上33年半的时间。
In the Lord Jesus, 33 years.
他的所行，他的所作所为
，everything he did，
他从来都是光明和洁白
，was bright and white。
所以主耶稣说，我从来没有在暗中做事的。
So the Lord Jesus says, I've never done anything in secret.
主耶稣他就是光明的象征。
Because the Lord is the very symbol of light.
所以主耶稣说，你们谁能够在我身上找到有罪啊？
So the Lord Jesus says, who among you can find anything in me?
我们的主耶稣啊，他是无罪的。
Our Lord Jesus is sinless.
他不但没有犯过罪，并且他是不知罪的。
Not only has never committed sins, but he knew no sin.
他有一天。那些文士和法利赛人呢，带着一个犯罪的女人来到主的跟前。
One day the scribes and Pharisees brought a sinner, a woman.
那么他们呢，就对主耶稣说，这个女人是在犯罪的时候给我们找到的。
And they told Jesus that this woman was caught in the act of adultery.
照摩西的律法书上所讲的了，这么犯罪的女人呢，应该用石头把她打死。
According to Moses' law, a woman who did such a sin should be stoned to death.
好，现在耶稣你说。要不要我们要不要把他打死
？So Jesus, now you tell us, should we stone her to death?
主耶稣先是在用指头在地上画字。
First, the Lord Jesus was drawing something on the ground.
那些法利赛人一直问他，你说、啊。
So the Pharisees kept pressing Jesus and say, "Tell us."
抬起头对他们说。
And the Lord lifted up his head.
你们中间，谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头来打他。
Anyone of you who is sinless.That man be the first person to pick up the stone to kill her.
主耶稣这话一说出来之后
，Once the Lord spoke this,
他就把光带给那许多在黑暗里面的人。
He brought this light into all those who are in darkness.
所以这许多人，他们从老到少，一个一个都退去。
So each one of them, from the old to the young, left.
我们这些人呢，生在黑暗里边了。
We were born in darkness.
就不知道自己的败坏。
So we did not know how corrupt we were.
我们只看见别人的错处。
We only saw all other people's wrongs.
我们常常说某某人怎么坏，怎么坏，怎么坏。
We would often say so and so is so
terrible. 我们都会把指头啊，就点在别人身上，指责别人的错处。
We all pointed our fingers at other people.
我们很少看见自己的软弱，很少看见自己的败坏。
Seldom did we see our own weaknesses and our own corruption.
但是当主耶稣基督一显现的时候。
But when the Lord Jesus was manifested,
神的话一带出来,
when God's word was brought forth, the light came to shine in our darkness.
所以耶稣来了，他就把光明带到这黑暗中的人身上。
So the Lord Jesus came and he brought light into those who are sitting in darkness.
叫我们看见我们自己黑，我们的本相。
So we could actually see our very being.
所以神的儿女们呢，我们蒙恩信主了之后。
So God's children, after we have received his grace and believed in him.
我们就成了光明之子。
We become children of light.
我们要在这个黑暗的时代里边呢，把神的光明荣耀彰显出来。
And we should shine forth all God's brightness, His glory.
在这个弯曲不扭的时代里边呢
，In this perverse and crooked generation,
我们要好像明光照耀。
We shall be like light shining.
在这个黑暗的世界里边，我们做光的见证。
Then we should bear the testimony of this light.
所以这个就是神的家头一面的十条。
So this is the first color in the house of God.
神的家第一方面呢，就是把光明带出来。
So in God's house, first we should bring out the light.
叫人家一进到这个神的家里边。
So when people come into the house of God,
啊，就能够遇见神的光。
They will come to see God's light.
啊，所以神的家就建立在这个光明的这个根基上头。
So God's house is actually built upon this foundation of light.
大卫，当他有信要为神建造圣殿的时候。
When David had this heart to build a holy temple for God.
但他要需要先能够得着一块圣殿的基地。
He had first to find this place for the
sanctuary. 到那一天，当大卫在那个阿尔纳河场上啊，在那向神献祭的时候。
On that day when he was off making sacrifices on the Arnon threshing floor.
他有信要把这一个阿尔纳个河场啊买下来，来做建造圣殿。
He wanted to buy that piece of land to build God's temple.
这阿伦就说啊，好了，我把这个地啊，你就不要花钱，你就送给你好了。
Arnon said, "Oh, that's okay. I'll give it to you as a gift."
大卫说，我不能够用白得之地啊来为神建造圣殿。
I cannot build God's sanctuary in a land that which I did not pay for it.
是神的家里边呢，没有一件黑暗的事情。
So in God's house, there should be no darkness
at all. 神的家处处都是建立在光明的根基上。
Every part of God's house should be built upon the foundation of light.
因为这个黑暗，这个世界是满了黑暗。
Because the world is full of darkness.
神的家呢，我们一切的行事为人，各方面呢，都跟这个世界是不一样。
So in God's house, all our deeds should be totally different from the world.
在上海教会。
In Shanghai's church.
有两个弟兄。
There were these two brothers.
有一天呢，他们这两个弟兄就发生一些冲突。
One day there was a certain confrontation between these two brothers.
他们就来到教会里边了，要见教会的长老。
So they went to the church to see the elders.
两个弟兄呢，一个是做裁缝。
One was the one who makes clothing.
哎，那么另外一个弟兄呢，他就是要请这个裁缝给他做衣服。
And the other brother asked this tailor to make him clothing.
那问题呢？这个弟兄就说，我已经把布买来了，给了这个裁缝，结果他到现在他就没有给，还没给我做衣服。
So this brother said, I bought all the cloth and give it to that tailor, but up to till now he hasn't done anything.
那么这个裁缝就说，这个弟兄他根本就没有把布给我，我怎么给他做呢？
And the tailor said, Well, he has never given me his cloth. How can I make it?
所以两个人呢，公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
So each one holds tight to his remarks.
那么他们告状就告到教会的长老这里了。
Therefore, they made their complaints all the way to the elder of the church.
这个两个长老一听啊。
And their two elders, once they heard this.
你们说这个说对，这个说已经把布给你了。
So they say, well, this one says, I have given you the cloth.
那个说我根本就没有收到布。
And the other one says, I have never received it.
但我们也不是神，我们怎么知道你们哪一个人说的是真的，哪一个人说的是假的？
We're not God. How can we possibly know which one tells the truth?
所以我们也不知道。
So we don't know it either.
你们回去吧。
Go home.
当这两个弟兄回去走到门口的时候，
When these two brothers started to walk home at the door, one of the elders said,
但是我告诉你们两位,
But I tell you too.
我们虽然不知道你们谁是真话，谁讲假话。
Although we do not know who tells the truth, who tells a lie.
但是神在暗中查看。
But God in secret sees it all.
神知道你们的真或者假。
God knows who is true, who is false.
你们走吧。
Go ahead.
说了这个话之后，
After he said this,
那一天的晚上，
On that very night,
其中有一个弟兄就回到长老这里来，
One of the two came back to the elder,
向长老认罪，
He confessed his sins.
那一个弟兄说，
That brother said,
是我欺骗了弟兄，
It is I who deceived our brother.
所以动你们长老说，我们虽然不知道，但是神在暗中能够知道我们心中所藏的隐藏的意念。
So when you said that, although we do not know, but God who sees everything in, knows it all,
别人不知道，但是神知道。
Nobody else knows it, but God does.
他我回去之后，我一晚上都不能安息。
So after I went back home all night, I was restless. I couldn't sleep.
所以我的心里面一直挣扎。
I was struggling in my heart.
所以神的光照到了我的里。
And God's light has shone into me, my heart.
所以现在我来向你们认错。
So now I came back, I confessed my sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So brother and sister, do you
see? 神的光在你照出来了。
God's light stands forth.
神的光照在黑暗里。
God's light shines into darkness.
叫黑暗中的人呢见到光明。
So that those who are in darkness see
light. 这个就是神的家应该有的表现。
This should be the condition God's house.
神的家是把光照出来的。
God's house should be the place that sends out light.
啊，神的家表现出来就光明洁白。
The manifestation of God's house is simply pure. And bright.
就和世界一个绝大的不同。
It is such a different contrast with the
world. 这个遍地黑暗的环境当中呢。
In the darkness all over the place.
这个神的家呀，就是一个细麻布洁白的一个院位啊，就显在那里。
God's house should be like this white linen curtain being seen in all.
第一面光明的色调。
So this is the first color of brightness.
第二种的色调。
Now the second color.
是属天的色调。
Is a divine color.
那就是蓝色。
And that is blue.
就蓝色、紫色、朱红色，就是蓝色。
Now this is a blue among purple and scarlet.
我说什么是蓝色呀？
Now what is blue?
我想再给大家读一段圣经。
Now I'd like to share with you with one passage.
刚才二十五章嘛，我们现在到二十四章。
Chapter 25. Now we read 24.
出埃及记二十四章第十节。
Exodus 24 verse 10. Let's read it together and see what this verse says.
他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。第十节。
Verse 10, And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and was like the very heavens in its clarity.
他们看见了，就神的脚下有平铺的蓝宝石。
And they saw that at the feet of God, this paved work
of sapphire, 如同天色明净。
It was just like the very heavens in its clarity.
你懂读了这节圣经就知道，这个蓝色就代表一种属天的颜色。
Now after you read this verse, you should know that blue represents the heavenly color.
我们知道，所以基督的生命的第二方面的特性就是属天的。
So we know that the second character of the life of Jesus Christ is heavenly.
约翰福音里面呢，来介绍主耶稣基督的时候。
When Apostle John in his book introduces the Lord,
主耶稣讲到他的生命是怎样的生命呢？
The Lord speaks of the life that he has.
他的除了从天降下 仍旧在天的人子，没有人胜过天，没有人见过神。
Apart from the Son of God who descended from heaven, but still is in heaven.
所以主耶稣在介绍他自己的时候啊，他是从天降下。
So the Lord introduces him as one who came down from heaven.
他仍旧在天。
However, he's still in heaven.
所以这些圣经很奇妙的了。
Isn't that wonderful? This verses?
我们想从天降下，不就在地上了？
We suppose that he comes down from heaven. Of course, he's on earth.
从天降下了，仍旧在天。
The Lord Jesus says, "I came down from heaven, but I'm still in heaven."
这就是主耶稣的特性。
This is the very characteristic of the Lord.
从天降下，讲的主耶稣的生命是从天上来。
He came down from heaven tells us that his life is heavenly from above.
仍旧在天，叫做主耶稣虽然有地上生活，但是他还是通到天的。
While he is living on earth, but he is still above, that tells us that his life is joined to heaven.
所以主耶稣基督的生命的特性呢，就是属天的。
So the feature of the life of the Lord Jesus is of heaven.
啊。圣约翰福音呢，可以说有一个天上的飞的鹰啊，老鹰啊，来做一个表号的。
Now, the book of John can be represented a flying in, eagle in heaven.
哎呀，这个老鹰呢，就在天空中飞翔，是代表属天的生命。
The eagle flies in the mid of the air, representing this heavenly life.
所以，当我们主耶稣基督不单是从天上来呀，当他在地上生活的时候，处处都跟世界上的人不一样。
So not only did our Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven, but while he was on earth, every bit of him is different from the world.
你无论在哪里啊，主耶稣都能够显出他的生命是天上的生命，一种属天的性质。
Wherever he is, his life shows that his life is of heavenly divine nature.
比方有一天啊，主耶稣基督拿五个饼两条鱼分给五千人吃饱。
Like just for example, one day the Lord fed 5,000 people with five loaves of bread and two fish.
还剩下十二篮的零碎啊。
And there were 12 baskets full of bread crumbs. 那许多犹太人看见，
哈，这个耶稣可不得了啊。
And all the Jews saw that. They said, "Wow, how wonderful!"
五个饼两条鱼啊，能够把我们大家都能吃饱了，还那么丰富有余。
That we are all satisfied with all these five loaves of bread and two fish, and there's more left.
我们能拥护这位耶稣作王的话呀，那我们就不愁吃不愁穿了，我们一生都没问题了。
If we can all come up and make him our king, then all our lives will be okay.
有几万人呢、啊，都来拥护耶稣作王。耶稣，你来做我们的王吧。耶稣，我们做我们的王吧。
So thousands of people came over to throng around Jesus and trying to make him king. Come and be our king.
假使今天换一个人，假使是我们的话呀。
If today that we were in Jesus' place.
看见这么多的群众拥护我。
When we see all the people thronging around us and trying to make us.
那我还不出来竞选美国总统啊。
Of course, I would come out to.To run for the presidency.
你看呐、啊，这个纽约也好，这个纽约也好，这个是东岸也好，西岸也好，许多人都是拥护我的。
You see, in this East Coast, in New York, in New Jersey, all these people are for me.
我已经得到了这么多的群众，我一定出来竞选了，是不是啊
？I've got all these crowds. Of course, I will run. This is how the world operates.
想要在地上做王。
They want to be king of this world.
并且我们现在不但这个就算没有人有我还要就极力去争取，哪怕花钱去买把人买来拥护我了，是不是
？What we usually do is, if nobody wants to back me, I will spend my own money trying to win the office.
但是主耶稣不是这样。
But this is not so with the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣那天看见这么多人来拥护他的时候
，When the Lord Jesus saw so many people trying to make him king,
他就独自退到山上去
，He withdrew himself into the mountain and he prayed there to God.
这个叫做属天的生命啊。
This is the heavenly life.
不被地上的事情所摸走。
This heavenly life has never been touched by the world.
我们这个人是何等容易被地上人的那个情面啊，人的那些地上的那些势力啊，这些东西常常会摸着我们的心。
How easily our hearts are being touched by the worldly things and by worldly interests.
最近很多人都是被地上的东西所捆住的。
And so that's why today's people are so often bound by today's the worldly things. It's hard for them to fly off.
但主耶稣就是属天的生命呢。地上的东西都吸引不了他。
But with the Lord Jesus' divine life, that nothing of the world can actually draw him.
通到天上神的宝座上。
because the orange of his life is connected to the very heavenly throne.
那一天, 主耶稣在比拉多跟前受审判的时候啊,
and on that very day when the Lord was judged before Pilate,
主耶稣讲了一句非常宝贵的话,
the Lord says this very precious thing.
我的国不属这个世界,
he says, my kingdom is not of this world.
如果我的国是这个世界的话, 我的臣仆就要替我征战。
If my kingdom is of this world, my subjects would fight for me.
但是我的国不属这个世界,
but my kingdom is not of this world.
我的国是属天的,
my kingdom is of
heaven. 是天上神的宝座的掌管一切。
This is the God who sits on the throne, who reigns everything.
所以神的家第二方面的色条啊,
so the second color of the house of God is blue.
就是这个属天的性质。
And this is the heavenly 换, divine nature.
换句话说, 神的家要脱离属地的一些情形。
To put it another way, in God's house, everything should be separated from the worldly affairs.
要和这个世界有所分别。
We should be separate from the world.
因为神的家教会啊, 是个属天的团体。
Because God's house of the church is a heavenly group.
它不是一个属地的机构。
It's not an earthly institution.
所以你不能够把属地的色彩带到神的家里边来。
So you cannot bring in the earthly color into the house of God.
许多人问呢, 天主教有什么不对? 和基督有什么不同?
So many people ask, how is Catholicism different from Christianity? What's the difference?
到天主教里边呢, 当然有很多很多其他腐败的地方。
In the Catholic churches, although we see so many corrupt things,
其中最失败的一个特点,
but one of the most striking things there is
天主教和政治挂钩连在一起,
that Catholicism is joined with politics.
所以它不但像地上的人一样，在一个教皇。
So not only they were just like the all the people on the in the world that they have this pope.
并且还派遣大使到世界各国去。
They even have their own ambassadors being sent to different countries.
你看一个教会和世界上的政治挂钩在一起。
So you see how a church has been connected, hooked up to the politics in the world.
这哪像神的教会啊?
How could this be the God's church?
这变成属地的一个世界的组织了吗?
This is simply an earthly institution.
这基督教里面也是一样。
But it's likewise the same.
如果一个教会跟政治连在一起,
if a church is hooked up to politics,
当然不光是政治了。
Well, not only politics.
如果一个教会和商业连接在一起，就生意连在一起，
it's being hooked up to business.
那就失去了属天的性质。
Then this church has lost its divine nature.
就变成一个属地的机构。
It simply has been falling into an earthly institution.
这个世界的特色就是分门别类。
Now, the very characteristics of this world is factions.
自从撒旦鼓动人造巴比塔之后,
after Satan stirred up people to build the Babel Tower,
这世界上的人呢, 都分门别类。
All the people in the world have now been fragmented.
分明别来的人就神就变量他们的口音啊, 谁都不能够跟谁合在一起。
Therefore, God changed their speech, their words, that they could not come to work together.
所以就看你看, 我们世上的人种啊, 有黄种人, 有白种人, 有黑种人, 还有其他颜色的人。
So therefore, you see, in the world, we have different races, concoctions, we have black people, we even have Asians.
哎，那我们就在中国人中间嘛，我们还分你是从台湾来的，他是从香港来的，或者是从大陆来的，还是南洋来的。
Even among Chinese, you would see people whether they're from China, Taiwan, from Southeast Asia, from different places.
但是圣经说啊，在教会在基督里边。
But the Bible tells us that in his church, in his house, there are no free and slave, there are no Greek and Jews, or barbarians, or
Scythians.
Only Christ is all in all.
所以神的家里边呢, 没有是这个, 美国教会、中国教会的分别。
So in God's house, there should be no distinction such as American church or Chinese church.
我是很不喜欢什么中国教会这个名称。
I really do not like this term, Chinese church.
实际上是这是中国什么什么什么教会的话。
This is a what so in what in what Chinese shirt.
这已经带着地上的色彩了。
This already has this color of earthliness.
要叫教会不是属于中国，也不是属于美国的。
You know the church does not belong to China.
教会里面没有黄种人、白种人、什么颜色人种的分别的。
There should be no color of races in the church, whether white or Asian.
今天我们所以中国人聚在一起，并不是要建一个中国的教会。
We Chinese are gathered together. It's not to build a Chinese church.
我们今天所以聚在一起呢，因为我们语言方面有点难处。
The reason that today we're gathered together is because we have some language barrier.
所以我们是不得已，我们这许多华人呢，才聚在一起来聚聚会。
Now, because of language barrier, so that all the Chinese have to come together.
但是我们的心胸呢，我们真的是盼望不是一个中国人的教会。
But in our heart, it should not be regarded as Chinese church.
我们是可以跟美国人、跟日本人、跟俄国人、跟什么人，我们都应该是在一起聚会。
So instead, we should be able to meet together with other people, whether they are American or Japanese.
这今天是因为不得已，环境不得已啊，我们才将同这个为了语言的关系，我们大家在一起有这么一个聚会。
Today, Chinese come together to meet.As a group is simply because of the language areas.
This is something. 量的，我们要脱离属地的色彩，要有彰显着这个属天的色彩了。
But something we should do is we should do our very best to shed off all the earthly color to reveal this heavenly color.
所以有一次上海教会有特别聚会，世界各地都有人了。
Now, one time in Shanghai's church, they held a special meeting. People from all over the world came to join.
那么聚会之后呢，又介绍各地来的弟兄姊妹。
So after the meeting, they would introduce brothers and sisters from different countries.
那么有一些从英国来的弟兄姊妹呢。
Some brothers and sisters came from England.
是介绍上海弟兄介绍的时候，他说这是一般从英国的弟兄姊妹，请站起来介绍。
And the brother who led the service said, we have some brothers and sisters who came from England. Would you please stand up?
这些英国的弟兄姊妹都怎么说啊?
And all these brothers and sisters
他们站起来介绍了。
As they introduced themselves.
他说，我们是从英国来的弟兄姊妹。
We are the brothers and sisters that came from England.
但是我们不是英国弟兄姊妹。
We're not English brothers and sisters as the leading brother introduced them. In other words, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们是从英国那个地方来的就是。
It's just that we came from England.
你知道这里的分别吧?
Do you see the difference here?
不是英国的弟兄姊妹。
It's not English, British brothers and sisters. But instead, it is a brothers and sisters in the Lord.
在主里面不分中国人、英国人。
So in the Lord, there should be no distinction between Chinese and English. It's simply that these brothers and sisters came from England.
这弟兄姊妹，这个就是一种属天的色彩。
So brothers and sisters, this is the heavenly color.
第三种的色条。
Now the third color.
叫尊贵的色条。
Is a very noble color.
那就紫色。
And that is purple.
因为当时在罗马帝国以紫色为王族的颜色。
Because in those days in the Roman Empire, purple is a royal color.
不像我们中国人呢是浅黄色那个皇帝皇帝都是那个明黄色的颜色
For Chinese, the royal color is the light yellow.
但是当时罗马帝国那个时候他们以珍贵以紫色的为最珍贵的颜色。
But in Roman Empire, the most noble color is purple.
所以他们当把主耶稣钉十字架的时候
When they were about to crucify the Lord Jesus,
他们就故意给主耶稣披上紫袍。
They put on this purple garment on the Lord.
但是神有他的美意。
But God had His own good pleasure.
他们虽然是讥笑耶稣。
Although they mocked at Jesus.
因为耶稣说他是王嘛。
Because Jesus said he is the king.
所以给他穿上一件紫色袍子。
So they just put on this purple, purple garment on him.
但是神却借着这件事情呢，也是叫人看见主耶稣基督的尊贵。
But also through this very thing, God shows us the majesty of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督在地上的生活
The Lord Jesus' earthly life.
一举一动表现出来就非常的尊贵。
Everything he did simply shows nobility. Let me give you an example.
当耶稣那天在克西马尼园里边被犹大出卖的时候
On that very night that the Lord was betrayed at Gethsemane by Judas
犹大就带着一带兵丁来捉拿耶稣了
Judas brought all the soldiers trying to seize Jesus
啊，那么当耶稣看见这些人来捉拿他问我们主耶稣问他们你们找谁
When the Lord Jesus saw all these people trying to lay hold on him Jesus said,
whom do you want? 我们找拿撒勒的耶稣
They said, we want Jesus of Nazareth
主耶稣怎么说
What did the Lord Jesus reply?
我就是
The Lord said, I am
主耶稣一说我就是
Once he said, I am
捉拿他的兵丁统统的退后怕倒在地上
All the soldiers who came to seize him fell back on the ground
这个时候主耶稣的荣耀先显出来了是不是
And right here, we see that the Lord, the glory has been revealed.
但是呢，主耶稣再问第二次的时候
，When the Lord asked the second time,
你们找谁
？Whom do you want?
我们找拿撒勒耶稣。
We want the man of Jesus of Nazareth.
主耶稣就把他自己交给他们。
And the Lord Jesus simply delivered himself to them.
虽然他是神的儿子那么尊贵
，although he is as noble as the Son of God，
但是他顺服在神的旨意之下
，but he was obedient to God's will，
就让他们把他扎起来了。
And they bound Jesus.
那么彼得呢？看见了，就打抱不平了。
And when Peter saw this, he felt this is so unfair.
他就拔刀出来。
So he drew out the sword.
把大祭司的仆人呢，给马尔古人削掉一个耳朵。
He cut off the right ear of the high priest's servant Mitas. Mitas.
主耶稣怎么说
？And what did the Lord Jesus say?
彼得呀。
Peter.
收刀入鞘吧。
Put back your sword.
因为凡动刀的，必死在刀下。
He who uses the sword will die by the sword.
我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢
？The cup that the Father wants me To drink, how can I not drink it after he said this? And after that, healed the high priest's servant's ear.
这就主耶稣的尊贵。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the nobility of our Lord Jesus Christ here?
他的反对他的人。
To those who oppose him.
捉拿他的人。
To those who try to seize him.
假设我们的话呢，这些人呢捉拿我，我的门徒起来见义勇为啊。来拔刀相助，那我们这样才好嘛，是不是
？It were us, we would say, well, this is the right thing to do. That those who were supporting me should draw out their sword to protect me.
主耶稣的生命是个尊贵的生命。
But our Lord Jesus' life is a noble life.
他们在仇敌跟前啊，能够给他医好。
He even healed his enemy.
对反对他的人，来捉拿他的人，伤害他的人。不但不定罪他，并且还能够医治他。
Not only he did not condemn those who opposed him, who came to seize him, he actually healed them.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得对不起你的人
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever come across with people who wronged you?
当他遭遇到难处的时候
，When they are in trouble,
你愿不愿意帮助他
？Are you willing to help them?
这里就看出我们的生命尊贵不尊贵。
And right here, it could show whether our life is noble or
not. 我们这个天然卑贱的生命呢，我们巴不得别人倒霉。
Our natural, our lowly character would make us think, well, how much I wish that person would fall.
神的儿子那个尊贵的生命在我们的里边的。
But when there's God's Son's noble life in us,
是能够爱仇敌。
This life enables us to love our enemies.
能够在别人你对头有难处的时候，你还能够帮助他。
This life will enable you to help your adversary when he is in trouble.
这个就是神儿女的尊贵。
And this is the nobility of God's children.
是神的家第三方面显出来的色彩呀。
So the third color in God's house
就是尊贵。
Is nobility.
因为我们都要知道。
We all have to know.
今天我们得着的生命是个尊贵的生命。
The life today we have is a noble life.
所以我们的生活、我们的侍奉、我们每一件事情呢，我们都应该让这个尊贵的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
So whether in our life, in our service, this noble life should be displayed.
你们知道以色列这三个字的意思吗？
Do you know the meaning to this word Israel?
以色列这个字的意思啊，就尊贵的王子。
Israel means this noble prince.
或者说神的王子。
Or God's prince.
所以我们呢是属灵的以色列人。
We are the spiritual Israelites.
我们是大君王，天上大君王的儿女。
We are the children of the great king in heaven.
你知道我们里面有多尊贵的一个生命吗？
Do you know how precious, how noble our life is?
这个以色列小的时候，他名字原来名字叫雅各。
Israel, when he was young, he was called
雅各呢，就是
Jacob. Jacob means to grab.
雅各的意思就抓，就把想把别人东西抓到我的口袋里面。
You're trying to grab other people's things into your own pocket.
我们这个原先呢，就像雅各一样喜欢抓的。
So our very nature is just like Jacob.
但雅各后来被神对付了之后啊，他的生命渐渐长大尊贵了。
But after Jacob was being dealt with by God, his life gradually grew and became very noble.
所以等到雅各到晚年的时候啊，神说你的名字不要再叫雅各了，要叫以色列了。
When he came to his old age, God told him, "You should no longer be called Jacob, but Israel."
那就雅各的生命就显得尊贵了。
So you see, Jacob's life has now become noble.
当他最后晚年到埃及去的时候
，at very in, late age of his life when he went
down to Egypt, 他一进到埃及王宫里面
，he went into the Egyptian palace
去见法老的时候
，he went to see Pharaoh.
啊，假使从前的雅各的话，看见埃及王宫里面这么多的宝贝，这么多好东西呀、啊。
If Jacob was like what he was before, and when he saw all the wonderful things in the palace,
把这个王宫里这个东西也带去，把那个东西也带去。
He would probably thought, "Oh, I would take this and that."
这王宫多少东西都是我所羡慕、我想要的。
All the things, oh, I desire so much, I want it.
但是雅各到晚年的时候啊，进了王宫，这些东西没有一样摆在他的眼中。
But Jacob, when he was in his old age, after he went into the palace, now the things was appealing to him. And when he saw Pharaoh,
他能够伸出手来为法老王按手。
He actually stretched out his hand to bless Pharaoh.
弟兄姊妹，这个就雅各的尊贵了。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the nobility of Israel?
从前看见地上看见别人东西啊，巴不得能够把别人东西拿到我这里来。
Before he was a man, whatever he saw, he was trying to get it into his own hand.
但是等到生命长大成熟之后
，But when his life matured,
那个基督的生命真的显出来的时候啊
，When the life of Jesus Christ was manifested in him,
不是向别人要东西
，It's not that he was asking things from others.
乃是把东西给人。
Instead, he was giving things
to others. 祝福的意思啊，就是能够把神的福分给人。
Blessing simply means that you're able to give God's blessing to others.
我们生命幼稚的时候呢
，When our life was young,
都是要别人给我，要别人给我。
We always want to give, receive something from others.
哎呀，我这个人最可怜了。
Because I was such a poor man.
世界上很少人关心我。
That's not too many people in the world would care for me.
所以呢，越想越觉得自己很可怜。
So the more you think about it, the more you feel you are such a poor guy.
我真巴不得这个也同情我，那个也帮助我。
How much you wish this person would help the others sympathize with you?
小孩子在家里边呢，要全家的人都是关心他的。
In a child in a house, it's he or she just wants all the family members to care
for him or her. 只要你们有一件事情不合我的意思。
If one thing does not please him or her,
我这个小孩子我觉得啊，大哭起来。
The child will simply cry aloud.
全家都要以我为中心。
So all the family's members have to center upon this child.
生命长大了之后
，When this life grows,
不是要别人来关心我。
It's not that they want other people to care for them. Instead, it should be you go out and care for others.
不是要别人对待我怎样怎样。
It's not you're asking others to do something for you.
乃是我能够把主的爱给人。
Instead, you should give the Lord's
love to others. 乃是我能够把主的生命给人。
It is that you should be able to give others
life. 乃是我能够把主的福分给人。
You should be able to give other people the blessings.
所以雅各到晚年的时候变成以色列，他就手中满了神的祝福，把祝福带给人。
So Jacob, when he came to his old age, his hands was full of God's blessing, and therefore he can bless others.
他的生命远远超过埃及的法老王。
His life is way better than Pharaoh's life.
这就是尊贵的生命。
And this is a noble life.
所以神的家在一个地上啊，我们做一个见证，就是把基督一个尊贵的生命在我们上展现出来。
So as we testify in this world of the Lord Jesus, we simply want to manifest the Lord's noble life.
这个尊贵不像天主教教皇那么尊贵啊。
But you see that this nobility is not like the nobility of the Catholic Pope.
这个教皇那个尊贵啊，是外面地位人家把他拥护作王的。
The Pope's nobility is being given by all the world's people.
神的家要的尊贵，不是这些外面的地位。
But what the Lord wants is not a nobility coming from your status. Instead, this nobility should come from your life.
生命长大成熟出来表现的是尊贵。
This is the outcome of the very grown and mature life.
像亚伯拉罕啊，在寄居在腓尼斯地啊。寄居在外邦人中间。
When Abraham sojourned in the Philistines in the Gentiles,
外邦人看见亚伯拉罕说啊
，And when they saw Abraham,
你在我们中间像一个尊贵的王子啊。
They say that you live among us as a noble prince.
所以我们基督徒啊，在世人面前能够显出一个尊贵的王子啊，那就是圣教的特色。
So if all we Christians can actually show to all the world.Of this character of a noble prince, then this is the color of the church of God.
你看彼得呀。
Take a look at Peter.
彼得那一天，他跟约翰两个人上圣殿去祷告去。
On that day, Peter and John went to the holy temple to pray.
那么他们在美门口呢，看见一个摊子。
At the gate of beauty, they saw a lame person.
也是一个乞丐，很贫穷的。
He was very poor. He was a beggar.
这个人因为瘫痪，两脚不能够行动。
Because he was paralyzed, he couldn't walk.
所以他就很穷苦。
So he was distressed.
所以他伸出手来向人求救济。
So he held out his hand to ask for a gift.
他看见彼得、约翰来了。
And he saw Peter and John come.
这个乞丐啊，也伸出手来向他们求救济。
So he held out his hand asking for something.
这彼得，你看我们。
And Peter said, "Look at us."
金银我都没有。
Silver and gold have I none.
但是我有拿撒勒耶稣基督的名字。
But by the name of the Jesus of Nazarene.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
By the name of the Jesus of Nazarene, stand up and walk.
那个瘸腿的人呢、啊，一听见这个话。
And the lame person, once he heard this word, not only did he stand up to walk,
走着、跳着、赞美神，走到圣殿里面去。
But he jumped, he leaped all the way into the sanctuary.
你看，彼得呀，金银地上的东西都没有。
You see, Peter had no silver and gold of this world.
但是他有拿撒勒耶稣基督的名字。
But he had this name of Jesus of
Nazareth. 他能够把主耶稣基督的尊贵、主耶稣的丰富来供应给人。
So he's able to provide to people with the Lord Jesus' nobility and honor.
就那个软弱的人，那个刚强起来行走。
So the weak can actually stand up to walk.
彼得尊贵不尊贵？
So you see how noble Peter was.
这叫做尊贵的生命。
This is called a noble life.
有东西可以给人。
That you have things to give others. 把主耶稣
这个给人。
And that is you give
the Lord Jesus. 把最荣耀的主耶稣给人。
You give the most glorious Jesus to people.
这弟兄姊妹，教会啊，就是应该有这样的一种尊贵的色调。
So brothers and sisters, the church should display this kind of noble color.
我们再来讲到最后第四种的色调。
And the fourth color is.
是爱的色调
It's the color of love
就是朱红色
And that is scarlet
蓝色紫色朱红色线加上细码的白色
You have blue You have purple You have this scarlet And also the white color finally What is the scarlet color?
以赛亚书第一章那里讲到一句话
Isaiah 1 tells us
神说你们的罪虽像朱红我必使你们变成雪白
Although your sins are as red as scarlet, I will make them white as snow.
那么希伯来书第九章十九节呢又说啊，就是摩西当日拿着朱红色的蛹和那个牛膝草，把那个祭牲的血就撒在神的百姓的身上。
In Hebrews 9, we also read on that day, Moses took hyssop and the scarlet yarn.And then spread the blood upon the sanctuary and all the furnishings.
所以你从圣经里面看到啊，朱红色一面是说到我们人的罪。
So in the Bible, we see that scarlet on the one hand speaks of our sin.
另外一方面呢，也说到主耶稣来到地上呢，他就把我们人的罪都担到他自己的身上去了。
On the other hand, tells us when the Lord Jesus came to the world, He brought all our sins.
他担着我们的罪走上十字架。
He bore our sins.
在那里舍命流血。
And there He shed His blood.
所以这个就是朱红色。
He died, and that's scarlet.
这个就是基督十字架上的大爱。
And this is the great love of Jesus Christ on the cross.
为义人死是少有的。
Scarcely would one die for the righteous man.
为人人死或者有敢做的。
Maybe someone would die for a good man.
唯有基督在我们含着罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在这里向我们显明了。
Only Christ has declared God's love that he died for us when we were yet sinners.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些人从来不知道什么叫做爱。
Brothers and sisters, we never knew what is love.
因为我们在地上，我们这个人只关心自己。
Because we are so self-concerned.
啊，我们只处处都想到自己的利益。
We only think of our own interests everywhere, every place.
我们从来不会去关心别人的。
We never take good care of others.
我们对别人，我们只晓得只有恨，只有仇恨，只有埋怨。
Toward others, we only have hatred. We only have complaints.
只有牢骚。
And we only have grumbling.
只有不平。
And we only have this grudge.
继续的毒恨在我们的心中。
Out bitterness in us.
但到有一天。
But one day.
到圣灵把我们带到主耶稣基督十字架大爱的跟前。
When the Holy Spirit brought us before the feet of Jesus Christ's great love.
当我们看见主耶稣基督在十字架上是替我这个罪人而被挂在那里的时候。
When we see that the Lord Jesus was hung on the cross for us sinners.
我们才知道。什么叫做爱？
Then we know what is love.
当我们看见主耶稣这样爱我们的时候啊，我们才真正尝到爱的滋味了。
When we really see that how the Lord Jesus loved us, then we truly have tasted what is love.
我们没有来到主的十字架的跟前的时候，
Before we come before the feet of the cross,
我们是不懂得爱。
We would never know love.
这是耶稣基督在十字架上的爱向我们显明了之后。
Only when the love of the Lord Jesus being shown to us on the cross.
我们才渐渐明白什么是真正的爱。
Will we gradually understand what the true love is?
所以神的家，我最不能够缺少的一个特色，非常重要。
So in God's house, the most indispensable color.
就是爱的色彩。
Is the color of love.
主赐给我们一条新命令。
The Lord has given us a new command.
主说就要叫你们彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
这个神的家呀，就是一个彰显主的爱的地方。
The house of God should be the place to manifest God's love.
神的家就是一个爱主，也是种彼此相爱的一个地方。
God's house should be the place where people love God and love one another.
我们刚才讲的大卫建造圣殿。
We just mentioned that David built the holy temple. 买了这个爱人的合场。And he bought the earnings.
我想也许很多弟兄姊妹都听过爱人那个合场的故事。
I think a lot of brothers and sisters have heard of the story.
据于他人的传说。
According to Jews' legend.
爱人呢，他们有两兄弟。
Earnan had their two brothers.
一个就是爱人呢。
One's Ernan.
还一个是圣经另外一个地方讲的亚罗纳。
亚罗纳 that's not another、嗯、
他们是两兄弟
of the set of brothers.、嗯、they are brothers.
他们两兄弟呢一个合场。
And they had this threshing floor.
那么哥哥呢已经结婚了。
The brother was married.
还有孩子。
And with children.
弟弟呢还没有结婚一个人。
And the brother was still single.
所以等到庄稼成熟要收割的时候、啊、
When it was the time to harvest.
那么哥哥也到田里去把麦子割回来到禾场上。
Now the older brother would have went into the field to gather all the harvest.
那弟弟呢也把禾场的那个麦子就收割回来也放到禾场上。
And the younger one also gathered all the stalks of the wheat and put it on the threshing floor.
这个哥哥说啊，
the older
我的弟弟啊
one said,
还没结婚。
The older one would say, oh, my younger brother hasn't got married.
他应该多让他丰富一些。
So I should give him more.
好让他以后呢可以结婚生孩子。
So that he would have all those things to be prepared
弟弟那么大的
需要 for marriage and children.My younger brother has such bigger need.
收割麦子收回来的时候啊。
So after the wheat was brought back.
就把那个禾捆啊就放到他弟弟那一边。
So he would put the sheaves on the side of the younger brother's place.
那么弟弟呢也在想。
And at the same time, the younger brother was also thinking.
哎呀，我是一个人啊，
Well, I am single. It's easy for me.
你看我哥哥啊，有一家大小。
But my brother has all these family members to feed.
他的负担多重啊。
His burden was very big.
我一个人也吃不了那么多。
I myself couldn't eat much.
我应该多把我的粮食啊 送给我哥哥那里去。
I should give more of my food to my brother.
所以他把那个麦子那个禾捆呢，就放在他哥哥这边。
Therefore, he brought the sheaves of wheat back to the brother's place.
第二天呢，清早起来呀。
So next morning,
这哥哥看看，怎么我的麦子怎么还是这么多，没有少哎？
And the brother said, "Well, why is this? My wheat is still the same amount."
弟弟一早就起来看看，我不是把麦子搬到哥哥那去，怎么还是这么多啊？
And the younger brother took a look at his part and saying, "Well, didn't I bring all the sheaves over? But it's the
哥哥
same amount."
哥哥再把他的麦子搬到弟弟那里去。
So during the night, the older one brought the sheaves of wheat back to the brother.
弟弟呢也再把他的麦子搬到哥哥那里去。
At the same time, the younger brother also brought his over to his brothers.
第三天早晨起来一看
，On the third morning.
这个两兄弟都觉得怎么回事啊？
And the two brothers said, "What's going on?"
麦子还是这么多，一点都没有减少。
What we have is the same as before, nothing less.
第三天晚上，哥哥又把麦子搬到弟弟这边来。
The older brother brought the sheaves of wheat back.
弟弟又把这个麦子搬到哥哥这边来。
At the same time, the younger brother brought the sheaves over.
这两兄弟半同时候，他们遇见了。
And right at this time, they met each other.
哎呀，两兄弟才见面了，才知道这个弟弟是这么关心哥哥的。
And the older one knew that how much.Love his younger brother.
这个弟弟也知道哥哥是这么关心弟弟的。
And the younger brother also knew that how
the older one cared for him. 所以他们在
那里
啊，在爱里面抱头痛哭，痛苦啊。
Therefore, in love, they embraced each other and wept.
这是非常美的一幅弟兄相爱的一幅图画。
This is such a beautiful picture of brotherly love.
所以这个弟兄这么相爱，这个合成啊，就被大卫买去。就建立圣殿的一个根基地。
And this threshing floor of brotherly love was bought by David to build the sanctuary.
神的家呀，就建立在这个弟兄相爱这个基础的上面。
So God's house should be built upon the foundation of
brotherly love. 所以你说什么叫做家呢
？What is the house?
家是一个只讲爱不讲道理的地方。
Now God is the place it talks about only love instead of all the teachings.
如果在家里面呢，老是讲道理，讲来讲去啊，大家都争争吵吵。
Well, if you only talks about reasons, then in God's house, that everybody will be quarreling.
只讲爱，不讲道理。
So in God's house, this should be a place that talks about love instead of talk about all the reasoning.
你比方说，我们吃东西来说。
For example, if we eat things.
那么有的大人呢，当然吃的多一点。
The adults, of course, would eat more.
那么小孩子呢，当然吃的少一点。
The younger one would eat less.
那能不能够说，这小子，你为什么吃那么多？我为什么吃那么少
？Are you going to reason with your children? Why is you, you know, you eat so much? Why is it?
这是太不公平了，是不是啊
？And the children would say, "Well, this is so unfair."
我跟你们讲了，我家里的米呀，90%都是我吃。
I just want to share with you, in my household, 90% of the rice is eaten by me.
我太太吃饭吃得很少。
My wife eats so little.
她只吃那么一点点。
Just a tiny bit.
我太太能不能够抗议说，为什么你吃那么多，我吃那么少？
Should my wife complain that, why do you eat so much and I eat so little?
这个太不公平了嘛，是吧？
This is so unfair.
弟兄们，神的家里边，家不是不讲道理，不讲公平，不公平。
Brothers and sisters, in God's house, there should not be a thing centering on how fair or unfair it is.
这个家呀，就是只讲爱，不讲道理。
God's house should be only talking about love instead of all the reasonings. This is what should be in God's house.
你讲道理的话呢，你讲道理，你对我讲道理，我对。
If you want to talk about reasoning and right and wrong,
大家谁也不让谁。
Each one of us has
their own right. 谁就觉得我自己最有理。
Everyone would think I am the right person.
那么这个家里面就是争争吵吵，争争吵吵。
So this place of God's house is simply a place of quarreling.
但神的家只讲爱，不讲道理。
So in God's house, this should be a place only about.
如果主耶稣要跟我们讲道理的话呀
，If the Lord wants to reason with us,
你想想我们这帮人呢，应该到哪里去啊
？Where do you think we should be going?
我们都应该到地狱里去，我们不应该住在神的家里。
We should all be going to hell instead of sitting in God's house.
因为你看，像你们这样的顶撞神、反对神、亵渎神、做了许多坏事的人。
People like us who have opposed God, who have blasphemed Him, who have done so many wrongs.
要照公平来讲，要照道理来讲的话呢，都应该下地狱。
If on the count of reasoning of what is fair, what is justice, we are all.
他爱我们。
We We should all go to hell, but the Lord Jesus loves us.
他不看我们的败坏和软弱。
He does not look at all our corruption weaknesses.
他爱世人，要为世人舍掉自己在十字架上。
He is a very love. He only knows to love the world, to die for the world, to redeem us.
所以这个就是神的家是讲爱的一个地方。
This is why in God's house, this should
be a place to
talk about God's love.
你看哥林多的教会啊，对保罗那么多的批评。
Now in Corinthian church, they have so many criticisms
for Paul. 这个保罗啊，其貌不扬，言语粗俗。
They say Paul was so unpresentable, and the words are so rough.
保罗就是要心急劳碌我们，想要我们的钱。
And Paul was trying very hard to get our money.
保罗听见这个话，气不气啊？
Do you think Paul would be so angry, upset about all these remarks?
保罗说啊。
Paul said.
他对哥林的弟兄子，哥林多的弟兄姊妹啊。虽然许多事情叫他不舒服
although the in Corinthian church there's so many things displeasing to his heart
但是保罗对哥林多的弟兄姊妹还是像一个父亲照顾儿女一样爱他们关心他们
but still Paul was just like a father taking care of his children he cared for this church
圣经里面最美的一幅图画
the most beautiful picture in the Bible
就保罗对阿尼西莫的爱
is the love that Paul has toward Onesimus.
圣经里面有一卷很短的圣经叫做腓利门书。
There is a very short epistle in the Bible. It's called
这个腓利门书啊，是保罗为着阿尼西莫这个弟兄去向腓利门求情的。
This is a Paul's short letter to plead for Onesimus toward Philemon.
原来腓利门是哥罗西教会的一个弟兄。
Philemon is a brother in the Colossae church.
那么这个安尼西莫呢是他家里的一个奴仆。
Onesimus was a slave in his household.
当时在罗马帝国的时候啊有奴隶制度。
Because you know, in Roman Empire, there was this system of slavery.
腓利门家里比较有钱。
So Philemon's house was very rich.
所以他家里有一个奴仆一个奴隶就是安尼西莫。
So among his slaves, one of them was called Onesimus.
这奴隶的人呢都不高兴的。
You know, slaves were always unhappy.
谁愿意做奴隶来服侍你啊？
Who wanted to be slave to serve others?
安尼西莫也是很不高兴。
So Onesimus was not happy.
所以有一天啊，
so one day,
他趁着主人不注意的时候，就偷偷地逃跑了。
While Philemon wasn't noticing him, he simply ran away.
一跑跑到罗马。
He ran all the way to Rome.
遇见了保罗了。
And he met Paul.
那保罗呢，就传福音给他。
And Paul shared gospel with him.
安尼西莫就得救了。
And Onesimus was saved.
得救了，保罗一问啊，哦，原来。他是一个离开主人家逃出来的一个逃奴。
And Paul realized that Onesimus was a runaway slave.
所以保罗说啊。
So Paul said.
你现在信主了哦。
Now you believe in the Lord.
你不能够亏欠你的主人。
You should not wrong your master.
你是你主人合法的奴隶。
You are the rightful slave of your master.
所以你还是要回到主人家里去。
So you should go back to your master's house.
那么怎么办呢？
Now what should we do here?
保罗说，我替你写一封信吧。
Let me write a letter for you.
就写了这封腓利门书这封信。
So he wrote this epistle of Philemon.
叫阿尼西莫带去给腓利门。
And he brought this letter to Philemon.
这个信你写的多好啊。
This is such a wonderfully written letter.
我保罗啊，上了年纪的保罗啊。
I Paul of this old age.
向你腓利门来求一件事情啊。
Pleaded one thing.
就是为我患难中所生的这个儿子阿尼西莫啊。
For Onesimus, my son, born in affliction.
他是我亲爱的弟兄。
He is my dear brother.
他是我心上的人啊。
He is a man of my heart.
你看保罗的语气都甜美。
You see how sweet his tone was.
我们谁看得起这个逃奴啊？
For us, who would look upon a slave?
那保罗说，他是我亲爱的弟兄。
But Paul said, this is my dear brother.
他是我心上的人啊。
He's a man on my heart.
所以我替我这个心上的阿尼西莫来向你求啊。
So for this beloved Onesimus, man of my heart, I
plead
with you.
当他回到你那里去的时候，
when he goes back to you,
你要为我的缘故，收拿。这个阿尼西莫
For my sake, receive Onesimus.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这是多美的一件事情
Oh, how beautiful this is.
所以每一次我读到腓利门书啊，我的心中就受感动
So every time I read the book of Philemon, my heart was touched.
一幅非常美的图画就显在我的跟前
Such a beautiful picture was seen before me.
一个保罗是这样的爱一个弟兄啊
Because Paul so loved his brother.
这个就是神的家里边应该有的特色
This should be the feature in God's house.
神的家里面就应该展现出爱主也爱弟兄的彼此相爱的那种色调出来。
In God's house, it should manifest the love toward our Father and also the brotherly love among each other.
这就是爱的色调。
So this is the color of love.
所以我在奥斯汀，我前几年在奥斯汀聚会的时候。
Now in the back, past few years when I met.
有好多是国内来的。
Austin, in Texas.
好多是国内来的同胞，他们来参加聚会。
So many brothers and sisters came from mainland China.
他们开始来的时候是被人勉强拉来的。
Well, all these people, when they first came to our meetings, they were forced by others.
后来好多人就真正信主了。
But later on, some of them did believe in the Lord.
那么他们回来起来做见证啊。
And then people would ask them to testify.
他说，我当时到教会来聚会的时候啊。
And they would say, when I first came to the church.
我实在是非常勉强被人拉来的。
I was actually being forced reluctantly by others.
那么到拉来嘛，当他在美国嘛没有。能够遇见中国人，跟中国人在一起聚聚也很好嘛啊。
Because they thought, well, since this is America, well, it would be nice if, you know, we could meet other Chinese.
那么为什么我后来信主了呢
？But why is that I later on believe in the Lord?
他说，其实我到教会来，我聚会里面听你们讲道啊，我倒没听懂。
They said that when I came to the meetings, I did not understand what you're talking about.
你们讲什么我都没听进去。
I no idea, couldn't take in what you said.
但是一到教会里面呢，感觉到一种特色。
But there is one thing special in the church.
就这里啊，有这种爱。
That is, there is love here.
这是我过去在国内啊，我做人几十年了之后都没有碰到过的。
This is something that I've never experienced in all my the past life.
现在一到教会里面呢，也碰见这个我从来没有碰见过的一个爱的这个东西。
But here I came to the church. This is something I've never known before. I met it.
这个爱就把我吸引了。
And this love simply draws me.
所以我以后一再来，一再来。
That I would come over and over again.
最后我就信了主耶稣了。
And eventually I believed in the Lord Jesus.
还不是你们的道理把我讲通了，叫我信主的。
So it's not that your teaching that persuaded me, so I believe.
是我在碰到一个爱的东西。
But instead, it's something.
是叫我尝到觉得非常的甘甜。
That I actually tasted so sweet.
是我以往从来享受不到的。
Which I've never felt experienced before.
现在我享受到觉得非常的宝贵。
I experienced it. I feel so precious with this. That's how I believed in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神家的色调。
So brother and sister, this is the color of the house of God.
这神家里面有光明的色调。
So in the house of God, we have the color of brightness.
有属天的色调。
We have the divine color.
有珍贵的色调。
We have the noble color.
还有爱的色调。
We also have the color of
love. 那么这几种颜色呢，就把编织起那个基路伯来。
And all these things were woven into cherubim.
基路伯就代表荣耀。
Which represents glory.
这个蓝色、紫色、朱红色线呢，就绣在这个细麻布的白色上面，有两个基路伯就出现了。
And all these colors of blue, purple, and red
have been woven into
the curtain, the two cherubim.
是前面有这个蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、这个白色这几种丝条了。
And we see God's glory. Here we see the color of white, blue, purple, red.
就那个把主耶稣基督的那个荣耀彰显出来。
And right here we can actually see God's glory being manifested.
人在这里能够享受到神的甘甜。
And we can enjoy God's sweetness.
人在这里能够享受到神的同在。
And here we can also enjoy God's presence.
人在这里能够得到神的遮蔽。
And here we're covered all by God, being protected by Him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters, and this is the house of God.
所以我们为着以色列的教会来感谢主。
So we really give thanks to God for Israel Church.
主给你们预备了这么一个美好的地方。
Because He has prepared such a wonderful place.
我们深深愿意不仅有外面的地方。
Therefore, not only should we have in our building,
我们弟兄姊妹
but we even hope more that He will bless you all.
里面还有丰富的内容。
Inwardly, this church is full of abundant content.
这神家里面这几方面的特色
and also show off all these colors.
也都能够显在我们弟兄姊妹的中
间。Among all our brothers and sisters.
我想请朱显明弟兄带我们祷告。
Brother Tony Chu, would you please conclude this sermon with a prayer?
主
Lord, we really thank you for your grace.Through the message that our brother shared with us, we are convinced that this is your heart. We are also convinced that not only you have saved us, but also you want to confirm us to the image of Son.
再把这些话更多的解释在
We prayed through the Holy Spirit that you would even expound more of these words into our hearts. So through the Holy Spirit, the glorious work that you yourself can be revealed in all your children. So that your children's testimony here actually manifests the beauty, the glory of your Son. Oh.